This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The price of oil has reached $50 a barrel. One of several reasons for the record price is Hurricane Ivan, which cut production in the Gulf of Mexico. Another reason is unrest in Nigeria. That country in West Africa is the seventh largest oil exporter. Nigerian rebels are now demanding that oil companies stop production in advance of what they're calling an all-out war. They say that conflict will begin on Friday. The BBC's Anna Borzello is covering that story from Lagos, Nigeria. And Anna, how serious is this rebel threat?
I think that this group has the capacity to disrupt oil production, but they certainly don't have the capacity to launch an all-out war on Nigeria. I visited this group in the swamps and creeks of the Delta region about 2 months ago, and at the time I only saw about 40 armed men. They're led by a very articulate man called Dokobu Asari, who speaks the language of revolution, even though the local state government say he's actually a little more than an oil smuggler. So at the moment, I would say that there is definitely a threat. There has been fighting in the region as a result of this group clashing with the security forces. But even though they have the capacity to disrupt oil production, it's unlikely that they are going to cause the amount of disruption that they're saying that they could do.
Interesting. Not long ago, Royal Dutch Shell, which is the major oil producer there, said it gets threats all the time and it's going to continue production. But this has clearly worried the world oil markets, this threat.
Certainly, world oil markets will be jittery if something looks like it might disrupt Nigerian oil production. I think that in the United States receives about 10% of its crude imports from Nigeria. About half of all Nigeria's oil goes to the U.S., so clearly there are going to be concerns. This, of course, isn't the first time there has been this kind of threat. It's very common to have unrest in the Delta. It's a conflict-ridden area. Just last year, fighting between different armed groups in a neighboring state in Delta led to oil production being cut by about a third. So there's nothing new in this, but of course it is worrying.
What is the conflict about and how long has it been going on?
Well, the underlying cause for all conflict in the Delta is marginalization. Basically, this region holds the nation's oil reserves, but people there feel they haven't benefited from the resultant wealth. People here live in poverty. About 70% of all Nigerians, in fact, live in poverty. They haven't got very many development programs going, and they feel that they've been neglected. And therefore, there is room for discontent and room for people to be recruited into armed gangs. Now, some of these armed gangs, the most of these armed gangs, are involved in the lucrative trade of smuggling crude oil. But this particular group, which calls itself the Niger Delta Volunteer Group, is different because they're claiming that they're leading a revolution on behalf of the Ijaw people, who make up the bulk of the population in this region, and they're saying that the Ijaw people want the right to self-determination. So they're talking the language of revolution.
Does the oil industry in Nigeria provide any assistance to the local populace, even in the form of jobs?
The oil industry in Nigeria does provide assistance to the local population. They do provide jobs, for example, and they do have community projects which they fund. And recently, however, these community projects have been criticized. A Shell internal report said that some of the community projects were so badly managed that they were actually fueling conflict. I've been to see some of these projects, and they can be quite divisive. For example, an oil company will give money to one community which has oil on its land, but not to another community, and then those two communities will fight trying to get access to each other's money. So that kind of problem is created as a result of oil companies being in the area and giving development to some communities and not to other communities. I think people in the Niger Delta feel they haven't got enough. Even though they've been given something, it really isn't sufficient. And of course, the state government has completely neglected them. Some of these state governments get more money from the federal government than Lagos, the capital, which has over 10 million people. And yet you go to these areas and there's really nothing there. No schools, no hospitals, nothing at all.
We've been talking to the BBC's Anna Borzello in Lagos, Nigeria. Thanks very much.
Thank you.